got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Jess and myself are the new way to drive you home. Wherever you are, across Geelong, the Bellarine, the Surf Coast,
mm-hmm.
Here we are.
We're like that new kid that's starting at school, but in term four.
My best mate started in grade two at term four.
Really?
Didn't speak to him till grade five.
Yeah. No, not worth it.
We would love for you to speak to us way sooner. As Jess said, 52232955. Feel free to give us a call. We thought we would just, like, even though we did kind of sneak on air on Friday from 6 till 7 mm-hmm. for, like, a pre-show show.
You might have missed that. Like it was an illegal getting on air.
Technically. we thought go over a few things about ourselves
mm-hmm.
Before we launch into it. And we do have, because we are feeling a bit nervous, we do have a way that we think we can shake the nerves here on our first day at K-Rock this afternoon.
Absolutely.
But, Jess, all right, do you want to do describing ourselves, or would you like to do a fun fact about me and I'll do a fun fact about you?
I think you do a fun fact about me and I'll do one about you.
But you seem to have one ready to go.
I don't have anything ready to go.
Oh,
you've thrown me under the bus here.
You've thrown me under the bus. I think, Jess, look, we've known each other for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely have worked together in the past. We're bordering close colleagues.
See, Tim doesn't like to say that we're best friends, but clearly
we're not best friends.
I spend almost more time with you than I do with my boyfriend Akshay. So,
well, I would too. I'm drop dead.
Yeah,
stunning. but no, Jess, like, just put this into perspective.
Yeah,
you wouldn't be in my MySpace top 8.
Wow,
top 40 maybe.
Wow. Okay, this is new information to me.
But I think
you'd be eighth, but you'd definitely be in the top 8.
I think one thing about Jess that you'll probably be able to tell very quickly here at the radio station is Jess is very easy to be wound up. So
yeah.
I will do probably. It's not even. I don't even have to try anymore. It's like, you know how you learn, like, it's muscle memory.
Sure.
So that'll be. So if you want to get involved and mess with Jess.
Yeah.
New segment. There we go. Message Jess. feel free, because that'll be a long-standing thing now.
Tim is the old man of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even disagree. the fact that I'm not in bed right now.
Yeah.
Stunning.
How are you going to go staying up until 7 p.m., Tim? Is that going to be okay?
Yeah. Well, I am. I'm trying to, because we used to do early mornings.
Yeah.
Now we're doing, like, a little bit later.
Getting the sleep in.
I've been walking and eating more fruits.
Yeah.
I am old. I was trying to sound like I'm changing my healthy habits. All right. So, yeah. And a little bit later on the show, maybe I want to talk about my lawn.
Of course you do.
So,
did you sneak lawn chat into the first show?
Yes.
How did you manage to do that?
Because it's easy to mess with you, as we were just saying. But, Jess, no, what we're going to do is, coming up in a couple of minutes, we are going to do the only thing we know how to do, because we are feeling a little bit nervous, this being our first day here at the radio station K-Rock.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to do is, what do you do when you're feeling nervous before you start a new job or you go to a new school? You get a pump-up chat from your mum.
Obviously.
And both of our mums are going to join us on the show.
You get a little taste of Tim and Jess and a little taste of Loretta and Bernadette.
Just in case we need, like, some of those final words to get us there. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you need this pickup as well,
yeah,
it'll help you.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
With a new drive show, driving you home across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
Yeah, we've done a little bit of radio before,
yeah,
but this is our first time in Geelong and the Surf Coast. And so I'm a little bit nervous, Tim.
Well, and we were thinking, how can we ease those nerves? And what is a better way to feel more comfortable on your first day of a new job, like when you're going to school for the first time, is to get your mum to give you a pep talk
mm-hmm.
right before. And that's why joining us now on the phones are both our mums. Firstly, I'll introduce your mum, Jess. Loretta. Good morning, Loretta Pantu. Or good afternoon, sorry.
Good. Hello. How are you two?
Yes, we're a bit nervous, Loretta.
Yeah.
No way.
Now, thank you, Loretta. I'll get my mum up now. Bernadette.
Yeah, hi Tim and Jess. Hi Loretta, how are you?
All right.
How are you?
Okay. All right. No, I'm glad you guys are catching up.
You guys can chat after the show. We need your help, please.
So what we want from both of you, and Jess, I think if we start with your mum, Loretta,
mm-hmm.
Is just like a pretend it's our first day of prep at primary school, a little pep talk from Loretta first.
I really don't think you've got anything to be nervous about. You're both wonderful. Just be yourselves. Keep being yourselves, your cheeky, mucking around selves. Everybody already loves you. And you will be absolutely perfect.
Aww.
Can you see why I had such blind confidence growing up?
Everything's meant to go. All right.
Don't say that.
Now, my mum, Bernadette, are you there, mum?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Yes,
what would you like to say to us on our first day?
Right. Well, there's a couple of important things, right? I hope you've got your own coffee mug.
Yes.
Right. Yep. Right. Yep. Got that.
I've brought about 17.
Don't forget of anybody else's.
Yep.
Put your name on your lunch in the fridge. And now, listen, Tim, this is especially for you. If you don't eat that lunch because you go and get KFC, as you do, don't leave it in there rotting. Okay. Okay? These are really important things to fit in. You know, find out where the toilets are. You do?
Yep. Find out where the toilets
They're
are.
They're all the important things. And yeah, don't just be very careful of who owns what because people are very funny about people that come in.
Bernadette, Tim's already made the mistake of walking in the women's toilets in the new office.
Not in perfect context. It was an accident. So, all right. Well, mums, thank you very much. Yes, I'm feeling a lot. I'm not feeling better, but I'm feeling not worse.
Yeah.
You know
no,
I, mean.
I feel like we're ready to go now. We can actually launch
Start
into
the show.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you'll be great. You'll be fantastic.
Thank you.
Guys.
All right.
We'll catch up later.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know what? I'm gonna connect their phones. They can have a catch up. Jess. All right. Perfect.
That was the definition of my mum thinks I'm cool.
Yeah.
Drive all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
We're going to do this segment every single day with a bit of help from a familiar voice.
Yes, it keeps us accountable. Make sure we're staying on top of all the news of the day. And we're bringing in our friend Ben to help out.
Yes, now Ben from the mornings and afternoons and pretty much you just do everything here.
Yeah.
So we thought, hey, could you do one more thing? And be the...
Just stick around for after your shift.
Yeah. And can I just say, I feel like you guys were adamant that you wanted me to come in here for this game. And I was like, oh, cool, they want me to do something on the show. And then I found out what the game was and I was like, oh, should I be a little bit offended? Because, have you been paying attention? Who do we get to be the guy that, you know, keeps us in line? Who's our Tom Gleisner? Let's get the bald guy.
We wouldn't do that. So you're going to bring us three stories.
Yep.
And you've left something out. Jess and I have to try and figure out what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Are we ready to jump into
Let's
it?
Let's jump into it.
Tim and Jess. K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
I think I had that a little bit loud,
that was
but that's
very
okay.
loud.
But that is okay. All right, first story.
Gen Zers are engaging in technology that might unite millennials, Gen Xers, and boomers. Now, what are they using?
I'm always constantly getting just ragged on by Gen Z. Like, nothing I do.
No, you're not. You're just feeling to be picked on because no one's emailing you directly going,
I like my high-waisted jeans, and let's just leave it at that.
All right,
okay.
Have you got a guess?
Are they making dating apps cool again?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Are they respecting their elders?
Definitely not.
I think considering the laughs that were just had at the end of that, probably not.
What are they doing?
They're using Naughty's era point-and-shoot digital cameras because they like how the photos look all retro and stuff.
Yeah, so. I had one of my exes was like really into like still photography.
Yeah, yeah.
And he would bring out an old school camera everywhere we went. And this is when we used to carry like digital cameras out to like nightclubs. Do you remember those?
Yeah, but the reason why it's uniting everyone else of the other generations is because they're just like, oh, these crap cameras that we've got in our drawers, we can just sell them on eBay and get a stack of cash.
My God, I've got an old Fuji one. I'll chuck it up. That's
sell
great.
Sell on eBay.
I'm glad you guys
money.
Are getting some deal out of this.
Yeah.
All right. What's next?
Hey, over to Italy, where a man was playing the saxophone recently whilst undergoing what?
Oh, it's surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
surgery.
It's like brain surgery
brain
or something,
surgery.
Isn't it? That's wild.
Yeah. And the doctor said the musical performance allowed the surgeons to map the different functions of the brain as they operated.
That is so
terrifying.
Amazing. That's an episode of Grey's Anatomy waiting to happen.
Have they not done that already?
I feel like they've done one where like someone spoke Spanish or something while they were under, but saxophone, that's good.
I feel like it's a pretty obvious mapping, though, when he's going, and then all of a sudden they take the wrong turn and it just goes,
All right, we're on a roll here, so 1 out of 2, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
Can we get 2 out of 3, though?
Okay.
Hey, it could be time to change your morning routine. Medical experts have revealed that you should actually be doing this before breakfast. What should you be doing?
I feel like I've seen something like this.
It's got to be like going number twos, right? Like everyone does it. A morning brown.
All right. No? That's a reference to coffee, Jess. Okay.
I mean, excellent term. Yeah. I've never heard that before. But.
Is it like exercise before eating or something?
No, it's not. Although that's a wise one to
do. Okay.
Brushing your teeth. You should be doing that before
Before breakfast.
We've spoken about this. It's dumb. It is dumb. But
then
it makes
you have
sense.
Breakfast and you need to brush your teeth again.
But the acid buildup in your mouth to get those bits of food out of your teeth, if you're brushing that into your teeth after you've just eaten, that's bad for the enamel on your teeth.
Manky.
So,
Manky. All right. So we got one. So that's all we need. So every day, if you're up for it, yes, we're giving you extra work and you are the Tom Gleisner, but we'd love to keep paying attention with you. But on the radio.
Yep, I'm fine with that.
Fantastic.
It's the part I was born to play.
All right, it's Tim and Jess.
And Tom was busy.
Yeah.
The other bald guy.
Yeah. Okay. It's Tim and Jess.
K-Rock 955. And because of the wet weather last week, as we saw as well, even on Saturday with the Barwon River rising so high, incredibly high, pets get a little bit precious in the wet weather, my dog included. She refused to go to the bathroom for a day, just held it in. Just held it in for an entire day. And I had to, like, force her and hold her where she was half inside, half outside her back end, and she did her business
my
after a day.
My cat Penny is very precious when it comes to her litter. If I don't clean her poo immediately, she will just poo outside.
Next one's in the bathtub, Mum.
Literally. Yep.
Too bad, so sad.
Bathtub, floor, whatever she wants to do.
Didn't clean up after me fast enough. I'm doing it in your pillow. Sorry, Mum. I'm precious.
Haven't had the pillow yet, but I'm sure it's coming.
You should teach her how to, like, have you seen videos of people that have taught their cats how to flush the dunny?
I've been wanting to, but my partner Akshay won't let me get one of the, it's like a kitty toilet training thing.
Yeah, fair enough. We have a Facebook group if you want to join. It's called Tim and Jess's Group Therapy. Anyone can join.
Mm-hmm.
Jo sent a photo of her French bulldog, Frankie.
Great.
Frankie must, and this has been written underlined, must go to sleep with her three tennis balls. She carries them around all day long, all three, often dropping one. But by the time she goes to bed, all three tennis balls will be with her. Everywhere she goes, Frankie's got her three tennis balls.
That is so great. God forbid she doesn't have three.
Jen in Bell Post Hill has given us a call. Jen, tell us about your pet.
So I have a toy poodle. And, I mean, like, he's pretty precious in so many ways.
Jennifer, what's his name?
Tino.
Tino. Okay. Tino the toy poodle.
Yeah, because his dad was a brown called Mochaccino, so he was just called Chino.
Chino, great.
So I didn't know this was really precious until my sister pointed out that was too far, but he stays with my mum while I go to work. I drop him off every day. And then I, like, FaceTime him on my lunch break.
No, Jennifer.
Does Chino chat to you? Like, is he, like, barking?
I mean, like, I feel like he kind of, like, has a bit of a personality, and he'll be excited to hear my voice and see me.
Jennifer, is it a chance? Now, I could be wrong here. Are you precious?
No.
It's definitely Chino. Well,
definitely not.
Well, you can tell Chino that you have got a KFC Giant Feast voucher. Swing into KFC today for a mixed feast pack with all your faves. You can come pick that up from K-Rock radio station. Okay, Jen?
Thank you.
Maybe share it, obviously, on the silver cutlery because that's what you have to do.
Well, my old cat Chandler and I used to share popcorn chicken. Does that make him precious?
I think it makes you a bad pet owner. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955. We're going to try and let you get to know us over the next few weeks, months, years here at K-Rock. And honestly, it's an unfair power balance when you look at it, Jess.
It really is, because you don't have a radio show, but we want to get to know you just as much.
Yep, so we created a segment where we think we can get to know you, but look, we don't have all day, so we limit it to three questions. Yes.
We've got three questions to ask.
Yeah.
To guess today, your suburb.
Yeah, where you're from, because I think how you...
Are we doing where you're from or where you live right now?
Where you're from.
Okay.
Most sure. likely, where you live.
Where you live.
Yeah, because then it could be like Darwin. And I'm never going to get that. I won't get that. So we've had some people call up on 52232955, and we're going to ask them three questions.
Yep.
And then we'll tell them where they're living.
Sure.
Right now. All right. We've got Amber on the phone. Hello, Amber.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, good, Amber.
Sorry, that wasn't a question.
It wasn't part of the question.
That wasn't part of the question.
Amber, I'll start. First question.
Yep.
How long does it take you to get to work?
Half an hour.
Okay.
Didn't ask a question.
Doesn't matter.
Sure, okay. Emma. Would your Uber Eats or Menulog options be fairly decent?
No, limited, sorry.
Limited, limited.
Okay, that means we're out country
right, Amber,
somewhere.
Final question.
I'm not that far from Geelong, but
that's okay. Well, now you're spoiling
offering
it.
Up information.
How long would it take you to walk from your house to the beach?
Oh, too long. An hour or so?
An hour. Okay.
Oh, or more. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Tim, what are you vibing? Amber, just hold 1 second. We're just going to confer.
I got strong Armstrong.
I was going to say Armstrong Creek. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to just... Amber, we think you live in Armstrong Creek. Where do you live, Amber?
Lara.
Lara.
Ah. Sorry, Amber. Thanks. Sorry. We clearly didn't get to know you. That's a shame, Jess.
All right, Tim. Let's get to know Jake. On 52232955. Jake, hello, you there?
Hello, how are you going?
Yes. Good, mate.
Now, Jess, I'll ask you the first question.
Yes. Jake, if you were going for a night out, how much do you reckon an Uber would cost you to get home?
Stop asking Uber-related questions.
Oh, I don't use Uber at all.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've got a car and a license.
Oh, he's got a car and a license.
He's a grown man. All right, Jake. What street number are you?
21.
21, all right.
Oh, yeah, that was a good question.
Thank you.
Jake?
Yes.
How much, do you often get stuck in a lot of school traffic?
Sometimes.
I'm just going to put Jake down. I think it's Hamlin Heights.
Hamlin Heights.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, well, I'm around there and there's a lot of schools.
Yeah.
You get stuck in the traffic all the time.
Jake, Hamlin Heights.
No.
where do you...
Port Arlington.
Port Arlington.
I would have... Nah.
That was a bit far.
Yeah, a bit far. But, Jake, sorry we didn't get to know you.
No, you're right.
Glad you got your car and license, yeah. though. Good job, mate.
Trying our best. All right, so we'll probably have another go at that because we did... Until we have to probably should play every day until we get one.
Okay.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.